My name is Debbie McKee. I went from 2000 to 2004. So I lived in Lacey at the time, had gone to high school through Lacey, and I went to an alternative high school, and the idea of something that wasn't as mainstream yet again seemed to really fit with what I wanted to do. I went from being straight A student and focusing so much on the grade, and I just needed to be able to take a step back and actually focus on the learning instead of trying to get the 4.0, and Evergreen was ideal for that. My sister had gone there before me, so I knew a little bit about it from her. And like I said, I just liked that it was local. I wanted to stay local. I didn't want to move around at that point. I didn't live in the dorms. I actually lived at home, but I spent a lot of time on campus. So there'd be, you know, time in between class and it'd be a midday party. So it's, you can't get in through the front door of the dorm, so you just go through the window. It didn't happen a lot, but it was a few times. That's how we, one class in particular, that's what we would do midday. So I think the craziest thing we did was a 3-person protest about an economics book we had to read that we hated. And so 3 of us stood in Red Square just holding it above our heads, yelling about how stupid it was. That was about the craziest thing we did. I mean, there was, you know, crawling through dorm windows for midday parties, but I think the, probably the craziest thing was the 3-person protest over an economics book that I threw across the room as soon as I was done reading it. It was a really bad book. I don't remember which one it was now because I got rid of it as soon as that class was done. So it was a terrible book. It was really frustrating to read. And our teacher put a lot of emphasis on, this is really important. It's going to affect, you know, like how you view everything else in this class. And it was the most frustrating read I have ever had. I've never thrown a book across the room. And that was the one book I threw across the room. So I blocked the title of it from my head because it was just so bad. Oh, teacher-wise, Dave Hitchens. Dave Hitchens was a fantastic professor there, and he was one of the original professors. I took a class with him my entire sophomore year, and then my senior year when I realized I wanted to be a teacher, I had to get some of the classes prepping for that, and I went to him because he was offering you could do an individual contract with him, and I said, why am I doing it? He's like, oh, so you need to do this geography thing, and he pulled out just this list because he had worked with so many other people, and he knew exactly what to do. He was fantastic. I worked with him once a week, and he just had so many stories to share, and he always made everyone smile and laugh. He was still one of my favorite teachers ever, and he passed away about a year or two ago. So if you tell anyone Evergreen about Dave Hitchens, though, most of them will know who he is. Don't listen to what people in the area tell you about it. A lot of people in the area have a bad view about it. A lot of people just think it's the hippies and the stoners, and it's a really highly respected school, and I regret not going longer, actually, because I just was talking, because I went to St. Martin's to do my teaching certification after I was on Evergreen, instead of sticking there for the master's program. And I'm talking with a friend who used to work at one of the schools, and she's like, oh, well, you should have gone through Evergreen's master's program, because you would have had no problem getting any sort of internships through us or any sort of my practicum things, or I would have gotten a job right away if I had applied, because it's that well respected of a program. So just don't listen to the dumb people who live in Olympia and are convinced that it's just stoners.